You're listening to WORT 89.9 FM, Madison.
About workers and labor issues? Do you want to make a difference in our community for working people? Then join the Labor Radio team. Labor Radio is a weekly show that covers labor, social justice, and political issues that impact workers. And we need your help. As a Labor Radio volunteer, you will have the opportunity to report on important labor and social justice stories in your community, interview workers, activists, and experts, produce and edit your own stories. No prior experience is necessary, though a connection with labor is a plus. We will provide training and support. All you need is a passion for worker justice and a desire to amplify the voices of working people. To learn more, contact Volunteer Coordinator Adrian Rainey at 608-321-9583 or head online to WORTFM.org/volunteer to fill out an application. Labor Radio, a voice for workers.
Welcome to Worldview, your weekly source for news and analysis from around the world, right here on community-supported radio, WORT 89.9 FM.
Good evening, and welcome to the Sunday, April 14th edition of Worldview. I'm Lee Rowe, and I'm your host. Later in the program, we have Bob Queen in the studio to talk about the Pursuit of Happiness sessions for June and August and give us something to look forward to. But first, we have the news.
The World Food Program, or WFP, the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, and the Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO, said in a joint statement on Friday that the number of people facing hunger in West and Central Africa during June through August lean season has quadrupled over the last 5 years to nearly 55 million. The statement noted that Nigeria, Ghana, Sierra Leone, and Mali would be among the worst affected, saying that economic challenges like inflation and stagnating local production have become major drivers of the crisis. The UN agencies said the prices of major staple grains had continued to rise across the region from 10% to more than 100% compared with the five-year average. Margaret van der Velden, WFP's acting regional director for West Africa, said, quote, "The time to act is now. We need all partners to step up to prevent the situation from getting out of control," unquote. Robert Gouy, the FAO's sub-regional coordinator for West Africa, said that policies to boost and diversify local food production should be introduced to, quote, "respond to the unprecedented food and nutrition insecurity," unquote.
Niger is one of the world's poorest countries, but it had been a frontline partner of the West in battling armed fighters in the Sahel band just south of the Sahara Desert. But since a coup last July overthrew elected President Mohamed Bazoum, Niger has turned to Russia to help with its security needs. Shortly after the July coup, Niger cut military and diplomatic ties with France, the former colonial power, and last month revoked an agreement with the U.S. to operate a drone base and to supply military training. Last Thursday, broadcaster Telesahel showed a Russian transport plane arriving at Niamey, that's the capital's airport, as it reported that the latest military equipment and military instructors from Russia's Ministry of Defense had landed. State-run Radio Television du Niger said on its Facebook page that 100 Russian military instructors had arrived in Niamey. The report said Russia will help, quote, install an air defense system to ensure complete control of our airspace. Niger has joined neighbors Mali and Burkina Faso, also ruled by military leaders, after coups to create a joint force to battle long-running armed rebellions.
As tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan intensify, and following a first wave of more than 500,000 expulsions of Afghan refugees from Pakistan, it's announced that it will restart deportations of all illegal foreigners. Rights groups fear the move could put 800,000 Afghans, including those with legal documentation, at risk. Among those facing deportation are many girls and women who would now be unable to study beyond the sixth grade in Afghanistan. Former members of the previous Western-backed government security forces and those who worked alongside them also fear retaliatory attacks from the ruling Taliban. The next phase officially extends those at risk of deportation to holders of the Afghan citizen card, a legal document that allows Afghans to live and travel across Pakistan. This is the first instance of Islamabad publicly acknowledging that a card is not necessarily a safeguard. Aid workers who have assisted returnee families say those who have been away for decades, often spending their entire lives in Pakistan, are facing the greatest difficulty in rebuilding their lives in Afghanistan.
For years, Australia has called on the U.S. to drop its prosecution against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, an Australian citizen who has fought U.S. extradition efforts from prison in the UK. Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has said that there was, quote, nothing to be gained, unquote, by the WikiLeaks founder's continued incarceration, stating, enough is enough. American prosecutors alleged that Assange encouraged and helped U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning steal diplomatic cables and military files that WikiLeaks published, putting lives at risk. Assange's supporters say that he is a journalist protected by the First Amendment, who exposed U.S. military wrongdoing in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that was in the public interest. Asked about the request on Wednesday as he hosted Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida for an official visit, Biden said, we're considering it. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said Biden's comment on Assange was encouraging. He said, Mr. Assange has already paid a significant price, and enough is enough. There's nothing to be gained by Mr. Assange's continued incarceration, in my very strong view, and I put that as the view of the Australian government.
Chile has announced plans to seek the extradition of two Venezuelans who were considered suspects of the murder of political dissident Ronald Ojeda. Ojeda has been imprisoned in Venezuela for alleged treason and escaped to Chile in 2017, where he was granted asylum and continued to voice his criticisms of President Nicolas Maduro's government. On February 21st, surveillance footage shows three men disguised as Chilean police kidnapping Ojeda from his apartment. On March 1st, his body was discovered stuffed in a suitcase buried under lime powder and cement in a Santiago suburb. Chilean police arrested a 17-year-old Venezuelan suspect allegedly linked to Venezuela's largest criminal network, the Tren de Aragua. Officials have said two additional suspects escaped to Venezuela. Chilean authorities suggested Friday that the murder was politically motivated and coordinated by Venezuela, with Venezuela disputing the existence of the criminal group. This prompted an outcry from the Chilean government, and President Gabriel Boric announced they would recall his administration's ambassador to Venezuela in response. Boric wrote on social media, quote, the irresponsible statements from the chancellor of Venezuela ignoring the existence of the Tren de Aragua are worrying and constitute a serious insult to those who have been victims of this organization, and also demonstrate a lack of commitment to necessary international cooperation in matters of security, unquote.
The formation of a transitional council tasked with choosing Haiti's next prime minister and cabinet was established last week and announced in a decree published Friday in a Haitian government gazette. The Caribbean trade bloc known as CARICOM, which helped form the council, said in a statement, quote, "The establishment of the politically inclusive council signals the possibility of a new beginning for Haiti," unquote. It said that the council is expected to take Haiti through elections and the restoration of government, but that one of the first priorities is to address the security situation. The establishment of the council was expected to trigger the resignation of de facto Prime Minister Ariel Henry, but a new provision said that he would step down when a new premier is chosen. Many are skeptical about the 9-member council's viability, and no details were specified as to a time frame to install the body and select the new prime minister and cabinet. Delays in its creation due to internal conflicts, opposition from various factions, and the widespread influence of gangs in Port-au-Prince reinforced doubts about its ability to act. Kim Ives, a journalist with the Haiti Liberté newspaper, said, quote, "The only thing they've done so far is publish it in a journal of record. It doesn't actually install them. The whole thing is completely dysfunctional because all the different corners of the very fractured political class are represented," unquote. Until the council selects a replacement, Henri and the council will govern the country.
A young Tunisian man died Friday after setting himself on fire following a dispute with police officers in central Tunisia. His family reported that the 20-year-old set himself on fire last Tuesday, quote, "after intervening to resolve a dispute between two people and police officers in front of a security center," unquote. The incident is reminiscent of the street vendor who set himself on fire in December 2010. His death sparked the Tunisian revolution that overthrew President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali and was followed by the Arab Spring uprisings. Other similar self-immolations have taken place in Tunisia as recently as 2023, when three separate incidents resulted in injury or death to three young Tunisians. High rates of poverty, illiteracy, and unemployment contribute to high suicide rates among Tunisian youth. The country reported 147 cases of attempted suicide in 2023, in a, quote, "worrying phenomenon that greatly affects young people," unquote, according to a report by the Tunisian Forum for Social and Economic Rights, which specializes in tracking immigration and social protests.
Turkish journalists in Istanbul launched a 24-hour live broadcast yesterday to mourn journalists killed in the Gaza Strip by the Israeli war on the Palestinians in the besieged enclave. They broadcast live from the Sultan Ahmed Mosque Square in central Istanbul under the slogan, "On Duty for the Journalist Killed in Palestine." Turkish journalists working on 20 Turkish television channels and social media platforms participated in the live broadcast. 140 journalists have lost their lives in Palestine since October 2023, according to the head of the Anatolia Publishers Union, Sinan Burhan, who said, quote, "We are here to express our awareness of what journalists were subject to and to protest against the killings," unquote. Turkish journalists accused Israel of targeting journalists to prevent voices and images of the genocide in Gaza from reaching the world. And those are our headlines for today. Now here's Gil with our first longer story.
Formal negotiations to resolve Sudan's civil war are scheduled to resume soon in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
After several months of behind-the-scenes discussions, it has been decided that Saudi Arabia will host and has agreed to include Egypt and the United Arab Emirates. The African Union and East Africa's Intergovernmental Authority on Development and IGAD. Negotiations are to be led by Riyadh and Washington. The hosts are counting on Egypt to help obtain guarantees from General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan's Sudanese Armed Forces, that's the SAF, which it has backed. The UAE is believed to support the rival paramilitary group, Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, led by Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo aka Hemeti. The rival Sudanese generals have not faced each other in person since the war started. Despite numerous efforts by the U.S. and Saudi Arabia to achieve a ceasefire or truce that would guarantee humanitarian access to areas of Sudan devastated by the conflict, neither of the opposing sides have honored commitments they've made. Now the U.S. has appointed a new special envoy for Sudan, Tom Perriello, who will replace State Department personnel whose tactics have failed. Perriello is expected to enjoy greater autonomy than his predecessors. The new negotiations are expected to begin with understandings reached in secret talks organized in January by the UAE and Egypt and held in the presence of American and Saudi representatives. Perriello will focus more on the grassroots pro-democracy activists that rose up to overthrow President Omar al-Bashir in 2019 than on more elite groups, which were the international community's main partners. Perriello has made contact with activists but has not met with former Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok. A U.S. priority is to end foreign support for the belligerents. Perriello has met with Emirati and Egyptian officials who he expects to help rein in supporters of the warring sides. The U.S. is also planning to severely sanction the SAF and RSF officials who fail to comply with commitments that they make. Tomorrow, a high-level France-EU-Germany conference in Paris will focus on humanitarian issues. Some 40 Sudanese civilian representatives from political, religious, campaigning, business, and academic circles are expected to attend. Most neighboring countries will send their foreign ministers. It will mark exactly a year since the armed conflict began.
Mexico cut diplomatic ties with Ecuador last week after Ecuadorian police broke into the Mexican embassy to arrest former Ecuadorian Vice President Jorge Glass. Glass sought political asylum at the Mexican embassy in December after being indicted on corruption charges and had been granted political asylum in Mexico hours before the raid. Following the raid, he was taken from the Attorney General's office in Quito to the port city of Guayaquil to a maximum security prison. Several diplomats suffered injuries during the raid, and Glass was dragged out by police after being kicked in the head, spine, and legs. Glass's lawyer, Sonia Vera, expressed concern about what could happen to the former vice president while in custody, given the track record of Ecuador's detention facilities, where hundreds of people have died during violent riots over the past few years. Vera said, quote, "We consider that the international political and legal person responsible for the life of Jorge Glass is President Daniel Noboa Azin." Many have condemned President Noboa and have expressed concerns over what he will do for re-election in 2025. Will Freeman, a fellow of Latin American Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, said, quote, "I really hope Noboa is not turning more in Bukele's direction. That's to say, less respectful of the rule of law in order to boost his popularity ahead of the elections," unquote. Freeman is referring to El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, whose tough-on-crime policies have been heavily criticized by human rights organizations. Glass's potential abuse of diplomatic prosecution is a separate issue from the embassy raid. Freeman said, quote, We see a pattern of that in Latin America, with politicians abusing embassies and foreign jurisdictions not to flee prosecution, but to flee accountability, unquote. Because embassies are normally considered protected spaces, they are off limits to local police, making them a popular spot for those fleeing prosecution. A number of countries and organizations have expressed concern over the Ecuadorian police raid, calling it a violation of international law. Mexico has appealed to the International Court of Justice to remove Ecuador from the United Nations. It said the suspension should only be lifted once Ecuador issues, quote, a public apology recognizing its violations to the fundamental principles and norms of international law, unquote. Last Friday, an Ecuadorian court declared the raid illegal, but denied a request by Glass's defense to take him out of La Roca prison and send him back to the diplomatic mission.
A minister in the Israeli Defense Cabinet, Benny Gantz, said today that Israel will make Iran pay for launching a massive attack with missiles and drones, quote, when the time is right, unquote. Iran also warned Israel and the United States, quote, of much greater action, unquote, in the event of a response to the attack on Israel during the night. Most of the weapons used in the attack were launched from inside Iran and caused minor damage in Israel, as most of them were shot down by U.S.-supplied defense mechanisms. Earlier today, neighboring Arab countries reopened airspace to air traffic and resumed operation of their airports after a suspension that lasted for most of the weekend as the Iranian military responded to Israeli aggression. Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian said today that Iran has informed the U.S. that Iranian attacks on Israel would be in self-defense. The Iranian minister accused Israel's allies of obstructing Iran's diplomatic attempt to call on the international community to condemn Israel for, quote, bombing Iran's consulate in Damascus, Syria, and killing Iranian diplomats and senior Revolutionary Guard commanders, unquote. The minister highlighted the hypocrisy of the international community, quote, calling on Iran to exercise restraint while turning a blind eye to Israel's ongoing crimes, unquote. Abdollahian considers that the Security Council's reluctance to condemn Israel's aggression has encouraged the Israeli Prime Minister to continue to violate international laws. Abdollahian explained that the Iranian response did not target economic or civilian sites, and their forces were precise in their military response, which was a, quote, rebuke and warning, unquote. Abdollahian added, quote, we take into account the security of the region and the security of neighboring countries, and to our brothers and friends in the region, we tell them we have communicated our goals, and we are not looking to target American bases in the region and expand the circle of conflict, unquote. President Joe Biden spoke with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday and reaffirmed the U.S. quote-unquote ironclad commitment to Israel's security while urging Netanyahu not to retaliate.
The Palestinian Ministry of Health reported that the Israeli occupation forces committed four new massacres against civilians in the Gaza Strip in the last 24 hours. The ongoing Israeli operations killed 43 and injured 62, bringing the toll to over 33,000 killed and over 76,000 injured, with many unaccounted for under the rubble since the 7th of last October. Israel launched an attack on the besieged Gaza Strip after the Islamic Resistance Movement, Hamas, attacked adjacent Israeli towns, killing a claimed 1,400 and taking 250 hostages, according to Israeli figures. The Israeli occupation army also opened fire and threw smoke grenades on displaced people as they were trying to return to Gaza City. Hundreds of Palestinian refugees are trying to return to their neighborhoods in northern Gaza. The Israeli occupation army said that they asked the Palestinians to return to the south and renewed its insistence on preventing the return of displaced people to their homes in the northern Gaza Strip, considering it a war zone. Occupation Army spokesman Avanchi Andre said that, quote, the Israeli army does not allow the return of residents, unquote, and warned the Palestinians against approaching the Israeli forces present in the northern Gaza Strip. In negotiations to end the Israeli aggression, Hamas insists on the return of displaced Palestinians to the northern Gaza Strip, a condition among others for concluding a prisoner exchange deal with Israel and leading to a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Israel continues its devastating war on Gaza despite the Security Council issuing an immediate ceasefire resolution and despite the International Court of Justice considering charges of committing genocide. Israel Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich, who heads the religious Zionism Party, called for invading the last city not completely destroyed, Rafah, and, quote, taking full Israeli control over the entire Gaza Strip, unquote. International pressure is mounting against Israel's plans to carry out an additional ground invasion in Rafah and the danger this poses to hundreds of thousands of displaced, starved people who have taken refuge in the far south of the Strip. And that's a wrap of the news from around the world for Sunday, April 14th, 2024. I'm Lee Rowe.
And I'm Gil Halstead.
Sources we used to prepare today's stories were Africa Intelligence, Anadolu, Al Arabiya, Al Jazeera, All Africa, the Associated Press, the BBC, the Center for Economic and Policy Research, El País, France 24, the Haitian Times, The Hill, the Independent Islamic Republic News Agency, RRNA, Merco Press, the Middle East Monitor, the New Humanitarian, Politico, Reuters, and the Syrian Arab News Agency.
Give peace a chance. Don't play. All we are.
to the April 14th edition of Worldview. Bob, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Not sure we have your microphone on. We have microphone two on? Okay. All right. Bob Queen is here. He is the producer of the annual wonderful festivals we have here in Madison, music festivals, the Sessions at McPike Park. And we're going to be talking tonight about what's coming up in the 2024 Sessions at McPike Park. Bob, thanks so much for joining us. You've been just running around the world, gathering up all these musicians that you are now bringing to Madison for this summer?
Well, yeah, I have a big basket I use.
Right, you just gather them up in places like Mexico, Cuba, Cape Verde, Canada, and Europe, right?
You get around. You added a few colorful ones that I don't go to anywhere. But we do get around. My office, I consider my office as Las Palmas and the Canary Islands is my fall office.
Well, that's kind of close to Europe.
Yeah, and Playa del Carmen and Havana, my winter offices, and we just got back from New Orleans, my spring office.
Your spring offices. Okay.
You know, as a retiree, you have to keep moving.
Right.
I found.
And so you're here for the summer now?
Yes, I've got a lot of work to do.
All right. Well, let's talk about what that work is going to be producing here. The sessions begin in the middle of June.
June 14th to the 16th, and that's the Pursuit of Happiness weekend.
Right, and you have, so you got some time, right?
Yeah, 2 months.
Okay, good.
2 months down, so don't bog me down.
No, I won't. All right. All right. One of the things I wanted to ask, and this is the Pursuit of Happiness one, which begins, it runs those 3 days, June 14th, 15th, and 16th, and that is to benefit the Friends of Ukraine.
Well, one of them. Each day has an organization, a nonprofit that we sponsor. So there's three that weekend and three more in August for our August run.
But how do you raise the money for that? Because people just walk into the park and listen to the music. Where's that coming from?
We have a big raffle.
Okay, so that money is coming from the raffle.
Well, and other things, but the raffle that. We create the raffle and give the raffle tickets to our partners, and they go put effort into it.
Okay.
Excuse me.
That's okay. So on that day, let me just run through the list so people get a sense what's going to be happening during the opening session of those 3 days at McPike Park. You've got Crib Shitter, which I think many people already know who they are in this area. Shamar Allen and the Underdogs from New Orleans, Chuck Prophet and the Mission Express from San Francisco, Gaines, the Chicory Tent, Gaines and Wagner with the new Stella Novas, and then Comedy Again with Mary Mack. I remember talking to you about this last year. She's coming back?
Yeah, she's sort of our coordinator. So she's the MC, and she does a set, and she hires the great comedians to fill in the lineup. So it's a great job, and we have a great relationship. And she's from up north, and she knows us better than we know us. So that's a great thing to have.
I remember we talked to her last year.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
And so on Saturday, June 15th, you've got the sponsors for that Dane Arts to benefit Centro Hispano, and Christian and Modesto Nieves Maldonado from Puerto Rico. So how do you get these Puerto Rican, this particular band, for example? Just tell us an example of how you recruit this Puerto Rican
superstar.
Musical group. Yeah, this superstar.
But they are, the cuatro is the national instrument of Puerto Rico, and they're, Modesto is the folkloric star, and Christian is the Jimi Hendrix star, and he's Ricky Martin's quattro player for many years now, so he can do anything. So he's plugged in a lot on that day, so that's nice. But he has friends in the region, and we've had him at the Waterfront Festival and at Orton. They jammed with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, if you can imagine that.
Oh yes, yeah, okay.
That was the to die for. That was we were clicking on all cylinders, and that was just one of the members of the Carolina Chocolate Drops had been in a salsa band, and they spoke Spanish, and they got them up there, and it was just beautiful music. So.
And so, how did you recruit them originally? They've been here before, but how do you come across these bands?
I know a lot of Puerto Ricans, and they know these people, and they're musicians, and they admire them, and they tell me to hire them, and I hire them, and then you forge a relationship that lasts over, you know, more than a decade. So that's sort of we sort of have an advantage that way, that we can plug in these people, and when we have a nice spot for them, it's expensive, but it's worth it, because the band on the top of that day is the Africana All Stars. That's
right. I was going to ask you about that. Right. It says here Americana. Are they Africana?
Oh yeah,
or Americana.
But it could be Afro Puerto Rican. But they're from all over, and they have a famous singer, Aaliyah, a Colombian singer, and she'll be great. So it's making movies with a horn player, with Christian Nieves Maldonado and Aaliyah, so that's going to be a dance band and different, it's going to be exciting. And they've just performed in New York at Joe's Pub, and the people were just thrilled about it. So you know.
Yeah, I'm really sorry that technically we have a problem with being. I've been listening to some of this music, trying to bring it up here for the show. We've run into a technical issue of getting it up on the computers here and playing it. But you can describe it for us. Could you hum a few bars? Yes, we talked about this earlier.
No, I won't.
Okay.
But I'll get you the. You know, yesterday I was saying that is a gap, because they're a new band. Making movies, got a ton of stuff, and has been Latin Grammy Award winners, and
right.
And we know them very well. And I talked to their manager, Ben Jonas, and I said, do you have anything that we can use? And of course, it was Saturday, and he was probably just getting it on Monday. So that
also
didn't come through.
On that Saturday, you've got this Grupo Rebulo, which is a Colombian group, right? Cuban.
No, yeah. I think they're would be Afro-Cuban, but they're salsa band, so they're great.
Okay, I'm reading my material. It's
Rebolu, I call them.
Rebolu, okay, a soulful blend.
But they're good friends, yeah, and they're Madisonians, of course, yeah.
Oh, that's right. They're a soulful blend of Cuban, Puerto Rican, and African diaspora grooves, topped with powerful lead and harmony vocals. Okay.
See, you had the script.
No, I do have the script. But
save me.
I saw. No.
We have to fill a lot of time.
But I
here.
Saw Cuban to begin with, so I thought that they were Cuban. But it's a blend. I understand. So, and they are local. Rebolu.
Yeah,
I don't
terrific.
Get out that much, Bob. That's the problem. I don't.
Where's the next generation? Where are they? Where are they when we need them, you know? but that's going to be a great day. And let me see on my script here. And Paul Sebar, who's just
right.
Had
Paul
some,
Sebar, he's a local Wisconsin star, basically.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of Latin rhythms. He loves anything with a great rhythm. So he's going to be in there, and on the Chicory stage earlier on the day, he's going to play solo. But he's going to invite a friend. Usually it's a horn player, but it's always terrific. So that's, you know, we get our money's worth with Paul two times. So that's great. And he says had some tragedy in his life. So I'm sure he can't wait to get out and play some music.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing him. Yeah, yeah. I always enjoy going that day when Sebar is there. And then on Sunday.
No, don't go away from the Chicory stage.
Well, I was looking at Sunday's Chicory stage, but we can stay on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. So we've got Paul Sebar, Jane Hobson, an up-and-coming local star. Christian and Modesto Nieves Maldonado are going to play another set. And Joel Patterson's going to play with his Western Elstons, which they don't get up here very often, and it's going to be terrific. It's more honky-tonk.
Are they from Texas? Where are they from?
Texas, that No Hold'em, you mean? They're going to sing that song, I think. Everybody's covering that song. But
you said they don't get up here, so.
Well, Joel's been here many times, and he's sort of a fixture in the Chicory tent. He loves it in there. He says it feels like a club for him.
Oh,
so that's
nice.
That's and he's one of the great guitarists and can do anything. So so when one of his members is off with J.D. McPherson, his bass player, he said, "Can I bring up the Western Elstons. I was going to see the best Western Elstons, but the Western Elstons. And sure, I said great because they're terrific and people like it. And it's a change of speed. And then we have Johannes Wallman and Precarious.
The Precarious Towers.
So let's see how that transitions, because Joel playing jazz and then leading into Johannes Wallman, that would be. But I think, they're great. And they're Precarious Towers, and they've got a great sound, and we've had them before, and they have a nice following, so that's great. So people have an option on that day. That's what the good thing about the Chicory stage and the main stage. It's not mimicking. It's
It's an additional.
Yeah, it's different options. Well, we're multi-genre. and multi-generational and multi-everything. Everybody's welcome. That's the great thing. And it's
right.
free. Did I say it's free?
Oh, yes. Did say it's
did
free.
Did I say we're all volunteers?
Yes, we're all volunteers.
And I have it, my tip jar. I've got it outside the door, my tip jar. But it's a great idea, and our partners are all wonderful, and they help out, and they set up a tent, or they each have control of one day to sell raffle tickets and to promote their great programs, and that's the nice thing. It's very unique how we can have a free event and still keep our partners happy.
Right, and we'll be hearing more about the raffle tickets once we get closer. I know that right now here at WRT we're focused on selling raffle tickets for the
I saw
for
your
Wardstock.
Packages.
Yeah,
your
for
packages.
Wardstock.
I said, why didn't I get one of those packages?
But we'll have lots of opportunity to promote the Wardstock show out at Warner. But let's stick with the McPike Park sessions right now. And on Sunday,
let me say,
go ahead.
There's Mary Mack is a show on Saturday that brings back to Wisconsin Jackie Cation, and Jackie Cation is a very well known comedian, has blogs and. Is all on the best comedy shows. And the nice thing is she's Armenian, and her cousin, Janice Cation, is one of our vendors from Bally and Soul. And she's been at every one of our events. So that connection is a terrific one, and it should be some way she can make a joke out of it. But that's a nice night of music. And we have Sholanda Sharp and Jackie Cation. Cation to Mary Mack, so that's a nice lineup for that night.
This is Sunday.
That's Saturday night.
That's still so Saturday night.
All right, okay. Now we're on Sunday.
Well, before that, let's just take a quick break, because we have been able to get some music together, but I'm trying to find now when this is the CD. I can't read what you sent me here. I think it's the rap.
Shamar Allen, would it be?
No, it starts with CD. CD Wako.
And what is that?
French-Algerian rapper, Saidu. I don't see her actually on the schedule
no,
here.
No, she's not on our...
Well, it was... never mind. Sorry, no, but this was the information that was sent me. It's from Chicago Reader talking about Saidu Wako.
All right, never heard of it. Okay, so we can go to Sunday now.
Yes, Sunday.
Yeah, well, Sunday we have something really unique. I was just in New Orleans at my spring office. Did I mention that? And
yes,
we have a band, the Stooges, coming from, and they rap, and they're a brass band, and they're very popular, and they're going to be the stars of our. We're calling it the Madisonic, a street band showcase. So there's going to be Black Star Drumline, Forward Marching Band, Brass Solidarity from Minneapolis, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band, and the Stooges Brass Band from New Orleans. So that's going to be a great game. And one thing that's unique about it, it's going to be all on the Great Lawn. So these are street bands, and they're playing on the Great Lawn, and we don't have the big stage. But we have a great lineup in our Chicory stage. So this is something we're trying, and I think it'll work out well because... there's nothing more than a big horn band and a big, they're going to collaborate, they're going to do this and that together, but it's going to be a terrific thing, and it's something new, and I hope it's well supported. But just in case, in the Chicory stage that day, we have Annie and the Okies,
Yes.
Dana Perry, very great singer-songwriter. Chris Plata and Extra Hot, who we have worked together for 4 decades, and he's the perfect person. He's an MC, and his band is terrific. And then the hit, I think, of the day might be Buffalo Nichols from Milwaukee, a great blues guitarist, and he's got a three-piece band that he's bringing over, and that's going to be terrific. My friends from Winnipeg, they all support the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and he was up there, and he stole the show. He stole the show from that great event, and they you know, somebody had to bow out, and they called him up and brought him right back just because he was that fantastic. So, and if you listen to our Spotify, you'll hear him playing a few songs on that. So that's the Sessions at McPike Park 2024.
On Sunday the 16th, right. But then we jump ahead into August.
Oh, all right. Okay, let's go. We'll
have you back to promote and review how the June sessions went.
Yes.
But I have the whole schedule here for Thursday, August 8th, Friday the 9th, Saturday the 10th, and Sunday the 11th, the wrap up of the summer.
Okay. Well, let me go right to August 8th, because it's
yes.
really... An,
yes.
And that's Mukumba, a great friend.
That's what I wanted to ask you about.
One
exactly.
of the great bands from right. all of the continent of Africa.
Right.
And they're going to play for us 3 times and 1 time in Milwaukee that we put together just to make their Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday leading into the Edmonton Folk Festival that they're going to. So we have to raise a certain amount of money for them to come, and they're going to play... disparate venues. They're playing on the 6th. They're playing at Olbrich Gardens. They have a Tuesday night series, and finding a good show and a good gig on Tuesday night isn't always that great. So the people at Olbrich Gardens have put together their resources to make this happen. So that's the first day. The second day, they're playing at the Crystal Corner Bar, and they're playing with VO5. And
really?
What's going to make this work, this band, Mukumba, is so great. Down at the Festival International de Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana, that we have a special relationship with, they were a band playing their songs, but then Tina Weymouth from the Talking Heads led them... did a whole set of Talking Head songs with Mukumba as the backup band, and you couldn't tell it from the, you know. So that's, I'm sure at the Crystal on August 7th, they're going to do a Talking Head song, and they're going to sit in, I'm sure, with VO5. And, you know, I'm sure Michael Jackson songs are known to everybody, and that would be a lot of fun. And I'm encouraging people to go because it's supporting the visit from this great band.
And this is a Zimbabwean musical group.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, because we're killing a lot of time. And
this is exactly for Worldview. I want to find out how you get in touch with an African band and get them to come here.
Well, we were getting in touch with a band I never heard of, and we're promoting them too, so I think they should send us some. But my wife and I would go to the World Music Expo that moves around Europe, and it's a terrific thing, and we were flying into Thessaloniki, Greece, and I was sitting in a plane from Athens with a man, and he told me, "I'm bringing." You know, everybody says this. My band's the best band in the world.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so why not say that? It's a showcase, and they hadn't signed with a record label or anything. So we had coffee the next day, and when it came time to for their band to have their show, they were up there and just killing it, and then all of a sudden their piano went out. And they're still killing it. And then the bass went out, and they're still killing it. And they're incredible dancers. They do a cappella, and just totally great performers. So they can do anything we ask. And they have a lot of traditional stuff and a lot of
right. I'm seeing here that they have songs in like 5 different languages:
Lavale,
Tonga, Nyanja, Ndebele, and Shona.
Yeah. Well, you know why they're from Salisbury.
I thought they were from Zimbabwe.
Well.
Sorry.
They're from a city that's a crossroads of all of Africa.
Okay.
So just merchants and music and trading of ideas. comes to
the
door.
Oh, Victoria Falls. You said Victoria.
Victoria Falls.
Victoria
Is it Victoria Falls?
Yes, Victoria Falls. Falls. Right. Victoria is in Canada.
Lee's coming because we know we're failing here. We're failing.
If you want to hear a little bit of it's not on.
A Makumbap. No, no.
Came to ask you if you want to hear a little bit of Makumba.
Yeah, so I can clear my throat. You know, I've got old people's phlegm, and I need to expectorate off camera.
Bowie is going to play it for us.
Yes.
Sounds wonderful. And Makumba, apparently, that it takes its name from a Tongan word that connotes deep respect for the Zambezi River and the vibrant life along its banks.
Well, they have it at one point in their show. I'm not sure if they do it every night. They come in with a river god. In a costume that comes out of nowhere and all of a sudden it's on stage dancing.
So it's a costume river god.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's a tribute to that god, I'm sure.
Right.
But we're calling that session, these sessions on August have their own miraculous name, and this is the Miracle of Makumba Select Session. So a select session is two sets they get. They're that good, and we've been waiting 10 years to get them back to our stage. And,
Years ago.
So we've been here. They've had them. You know, we had them. I remember as they were promoting their show, we had a band from Mexico that didn't get their visa, and they were the substitute band leading off for, I think, one of Sean Michael Dargan's bands. So, and they were came to the bar the day before and did three or four a cappella songs that were just beautiful.
So I have another question for you. Would you like to hear a little bit of Los Tangueros?
Yes, Los Tangueros.
Tangueros
del Oeste. The tango guys from the West.
Okay, here we go.
Tango.
Tango, yes. Can you dance the tango?
Lee and I are dancing at the moment, cheek to cheek. I get paid extra for that.
Yeah, like all of us here. Yeah, I really like the tango. To bring you back to
So in reading from the script here about this particular band, the singular Nuevo Tango sound is cool, impassioned, sensuous, seductive, and utterly dance-inducing.
Oh, I thought that was my lead-in.
Features the Spanish lyrics, poetry, and golden voice of Argentine.
All right,
singer.
Let me tell the background story.
Yeah,
every band has a background story, and this is a good one because my winter office in Playa del Carmen, we're in this very cheap hotel. And there's a guy who goes out, a very nice guy, Manu, and his daughter, Florencia, his wife. He goes out and plays in hotels every night of the week, every day of the year, with a dancer, and he's a guitarist and a great singer. And he never told me that he was from a famous band. So all of a sudden he tells me, oh, you got to talk to Sasha Jacobson. He's the head of my band, and I realize they're Latin Grammy Award winners, and they're known all around the world. And it was great talking with them, and they're coming in, and now they're our artists in residence for August 8th, 9th, I think the 10th to the 13th, and they're gonna play. They're gonna play the our stage, the second, the 6:30 to 7:45 slot, and then they're gonna do a show at the North Street Cabaret the next night, and they've got a show in Chicago. But the good thing is the Madison Tango Society has bought into this. They know this band is terrific, and And they have a large web of dancers, and they are spreading the word from Iowa to, you know, Milwaukee. And so I'm expecting great things as far as an audience. And they do a social dance. It's not, you don't have to learn, you know,
the tango.
The tango. But there's ways to participate, and there's ways to appreciate it without having to dance. But their music is terrific. And so they will do they're going to do a workshop on Saturday evening at the Wilmar Neighborhood Center. So if you want to learn, you know, they're going to do it as maybe a social dance too, but they're going to do something that you can participate in at the Wilmar Center for a couple of
and
hours. So
when you say Saturday, we're talking about Saturday, August the 10th, right?
Saturday competing with us, but we're doing blues. We're doing great blues with Bernard Allison and John Primer and
Bernard Allison.
Yes, Luther's son and a terrific award-winning performer that he lives in Minneapolis, so that's nice to get him. But he travels. His record company is German, so he's in Europe, and they pay great money, and he's in there for, you know, lengths of time, and so that's, you know, that'll be exciting. So I'm expecting a huge crowd for that night. So, and that's the August 10th,
and we have the No Name String Band is also going to be
there.
They're
in the 10th.
Yeah, in the 10th, right.
But the tent.
Oh, they're in the tent on the 10th. Okay.
I got to turn my page here. Okay. Oh, yeah, Frank Martin Bush, and the Names are from 5 to 6. So that's a little countrified. You know, I think that's nice to get, you know, just get a varied audience. We have the Emmy Lou's in the tent, and the Big Payback, and the Madtown Manish Boys. So that's a full day of beautiful music. So it'd be nice to get that supported.
We're actually running out of time to get to August 11th, right? So
the music's starting.
Yes, the music's starting.
August
11th, we have the Handphibians, which everyone in Madison knows. Christo's Novelty in the Christo's Novelty Combo Tent, and Charanga Agotza.
Yeah, but the featured bands are after
on the next page.
Aster Los Tangueros del Este. Is City Huacho as a killer band.
City Huacho, that's what
From France and Chile.
Yeah.
But the Santiago, Chile, the band, there was a great band from there.
But we got plenty of time before then, so we have to kind of close it down for now, Bob. But I got to thank you so much for coming in and getting us all excited about music and summer.
Well, I'm excited, so you better
well
be excited.
Well, yeah, but you just came back from New Orleans.
I'm exhausted. the plane, first they needed a part, then they needed a whole plane at 11 at night. Good luck.
I think it was your fault, too, wasn't it?
I know, my bad vibes, right?
Anyway.
Right, thank you, everyone, for this free event, and keep in touch. Sessions at mcpikepark.org.
What's the date it starts? Is it?
June 14th through 16th, the Pursuit of Happiness Weekend.
All righty. Yes. And that's Worldview for this weekend. Thank you to Bob for coming in.
My pleasure.
And telling us about all this. And you can follow the sessions on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay. When you update it someday.
No, it's updated.
Okay, good.
But we get hacked by professional hackers. But
okay.
Look for something that says official.
Official, okay. And thank you to the Worldview Collective, especially Gil Halstead and Buya Jeme, Sabia Tia, Maria Brunetta, and to WORT News and Public Affairs Director, my hero, Shali Pittman. And thank you for listening, and please join us next week for a new edition of Worldview here on your community-sponsored radio, WORT 89.9 FM, Madison, and WORT.org. And now, stay tuned for Salamat.
Worldview is written and produced by a collective of volunteers.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Overture Center for the Arts, presenting the Broadway show The Kite Runner, Friday, May 24th through Sunday, May 26th, in Overture's Capitol Theater. Beginning at a kite-flying tournament in Kabul, The Kite Runner spans two decades and two continents, revealing a journey of forgiveness and shows us all that we can be good again. More information and tickets are available at Overture.com.
In Arabic, we are known to say, اللي حسبنا موسى طلع فرعون.
Translation. We thought he